Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Carly with Daytime After Dark. And today we have a very great guest, one of my favorites, Song Kanan, is on the show. And I'm going to let Nadia on.
Hi.
Hey, do you remember what area code Song gave you?
Hold on, let me look. He might be. No, he's not. Never mind. I was thinking of, what's his name? Eric.
See, why I'm in the room with you. Okay.
He never answered me.
On that one. Okay, hold on. Maybe I. Okay, 310. Okay. He's not on yet. Okay. So. Yes. He's not on yet. So. So, yes, everyone, this is part two of our interview for the day. You know, I like it when we have part two of the day of interviews because I am more awake now than I was in our first interview. So yeah, that helps. And, you know, all I gotta say is, you know, Carly is trending on Twitter, my Carly, and people just haters just leave my girl alone.
Oh, Carly, what? Carly, he just emailed me. He's on the line.
Oh, okay. Okay. So let's welcome the handsome, the sexiest. One of the sexiest guys in daytime is from Bodum Beautiful General Hospital with, you know, Young and the Restless and Studio City. And I. Hi, Song. Song, are you there? Hello? Okay.
Hello? Hold on.
Yeah. Well, did he say what number he was? I know.
Hold on, wait 1 second.
That's fine.
He said he's on the phone and he can hear us.
Okay.
So try
well,
again.
218, you're on the air. Hello? Okay, Nadia? Okay.
Hold on. I don't know if we can.
Hello.
Hi.
760.
Hi. Can you guys can hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Okay. See, I need to apologize because the last time I had you area code that you gave me was the 310 number. So that's why I had trouble finding you. So
got it. Okay. Well, I'm here.
It's my fault.
Yay.
Don't blame Nadia. It's me. So like I said in the intro, welcome to one of the hottest, sexiest guys in daytime, Young and the Restless. Bodum Beautiful, okay, fine. I wrote at General Hospital, but you know how I feel about AJ. And the one of those hosts, Studio City. So, you know, with I'm in love with Studio City song, you have a runaway hit with that. I got
oh,
one
thank
to you, buddy. Yeah. So the last, I can't even remember the last time you were on, which is fine, because my brain. But, okay, so are you guys back city now with the COVID restrictions,
well, we,
or what's going on with you guys in
so,
Studio City?
So we actually filmed 5 new episodes. They are now available on Amazon Prime. And, you know, we're really proud of them. We think they came out really well, especially given the fact that we were dealing with a lot of, you know, challenges and obstacles. Filming during the pandemic, obviously, is not an easy thing to do. We've got some fantastic guest stars on the show. We've got Ron Moss, who is so funny on the show. You're going to see him in a way you've never seen Ron Moss. Yeah, Justin Torkelson is on, and Anna Marie Horsford.
Oh, I love Ron Moss, and I love his book title. So if you can pass the message along to get him on here, I would love to even more. So you were studying these episodes. So was it hard to?
You know what? I'm so sorry, Carly. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry to tell you this. You're completely breaking up. I can barely understand you.
Oh, okay. So, can you, what was
now,
that?
Now it's okay.
So when you,
now I can hear.
Yeah. Nadia, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, so my question was, with the COVID-19 happening, with all the acting TV shows going down, was it easier or harder to do filming than it was before?
Well, it was definitely harder, that's for sure. There are a lot of new precautions that have to be put in place, you know, in order to be in production. We had to shoot with a significantly smaller crew, which made it more difficult, but you know what? At the end of the day, everybody really just pitched in, and, you know, we're really happy with what we were able to come up with.
Well, that is good. I cannot wait to watch it.
Yeah, let me know what you think.
I watched all of last season, and so I wasn't aware that you guys had new episodes. Amazon did not tell me, so Amazon and I are going to get in a fight. But,
get into it?
Yep. Yes. And so before, because we got calls for you, which is, you know, kind of unheard of with us sometimes, but you also have a couple of things in post-production, too, besides Studio City. You have the Craigslist Mafia was I like.
Yeah,
that
you know that's actually something that it's on my IMDb and I'm not sure why, but it's not something I'm involved with anymore. So I'm going to be leaving to start a new movie in about 2 weeks, which I'm really excited about. So I'm going to be doing that and. You know, we're already figuring out about season 2 for Studio City and what we're going to do to bring an even bigger and better show to everybody next time we film.
Well, I think that's great. And I have someone for you that you could put on your show with. I think you should put Steve Burton on, one episode.
Yeah.
And,
you know, it's funny you say that.
He could come in as your brother. I know. But you
well,
guys have this acting, great acting
mm-hmm.
between you guys when you were on General Hospital. Okay.
I really appreciate that. You know, I love Steve and I love working with him. And Steve and I have actually just we've actually discussed that, and that's something that we are potentially going to try and make happen.
Well, it would be great, because I miss you guys on General Hospital together, because
if
you guys were going fighting, like, I love when AJ and Jason fought. I loved it.
thank you.
You know, and I just think you guys have that chemistry that was never forced, that actually worked the whole way through when you played AJ, especially when they brought on Emily and you guys tried to freak her out like brothers would do, killing her
right.
The attic. Oh, something, you know, had ghosts or something. I'm like,
right.
That's something my brother would do to me. So, yes. So, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. And my last question is, so 2019, and if this is wrong, I'm never going to look up anything on IMDb ever again. Did you do a mini-series called A Place Called Hollywood?
I did. Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did an episode of that, and it was actually a lot of fun.
Okay, yeah. And, before I give you an eye, my mom says she wants you back on Young and Restless, please, because she thinks Deacon needs to cause more trouble. And when I told her you were on Bottom Beautiful, too, she goes, I don't care about Bottom Beautiful. That's your uncle, so I want him on my show. I'm like, okay. So from my mother, she told me to get you on my show. So that, you know, yeah. So, Nadia, you can take over.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Sean. How are you?
Hi, Nadia. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Okay, so I have a couple of questions for you. So, how is it working on General Hospital? Did you like working on General Hospital? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was kind of surreal going back to General Hospital 15 years after I had left. It's really taught me to never say never, and it was really, you know, it was an incredible experience to go work with some of the actors that I had worked with when I first came on the show. You know, we always love having scenes with Maurice Bernard, and, you know, it was great working mm-hmm. with Leslie Charlson again. And, you know, I feel very fortunate that they asked me back for the 50th anniversary.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Also, too, for Cobra Kai, do you have a movie coming out with that? Or are you still in the series? Like, when is season four coming out?
I'm not actually on the series. Mm-hmm. A lot of people ask me if I'm going to be involved within it, and you know, all I can say is we shall see, but keep the faith. You know, I don't think we've seen the last of my character from The Karate Kid 3, Mike Barnes. So, you know, mm-hmm. unfortunately, that's about all I can say with that.
Okay. Yeah, so I just wanted to thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it. Well, but we do have calls.
Thank you very much. You do? Okay.
I don't want to waste time, so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Hold on for 1 second. Let me get our calls on here. Come on, Swiss Bird, be nice to us today. Yeah. My computers are not nice, if you ask me. So let's see, who do we have? We have 281, I believe. Let's hold on and come on, connect. Okay, now it's finally letting me connect. That's nice. Okay, yeah, 281, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. How are you guys this evening? This is Veronica Robles from Houston, Texas. Hi, Nadine. Hi, Carly. Hi, Sean. How are you guys doing this evening?
Hi, Veronica.
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to call in. I just wanted to say, Sean, I'm a huge fan of your work. I miss your character on General Hospital. On General Hospital,
thank you.
Would, yes, Jason and AJ, you know, the brother rivalry, you know, it was some, you know, getting to see those scenes, you know, I'm a huge fan of your work in Karate Kid also, and definitely just wanted to call in and say hi, and just, I'm a huge fan of your work, and definitely, I hope you get to be on the revival of the Karate Kid series. I hope you do.
Thank you very much. That's really kind of you. Have you had a chance to watch Studio City?
No, unfortunately, I haven't, but I definitely will watch that, and it's on Amazon, right? Is it on Amazon or Amazon Prime?
On Amazon Prime, correct.
I will definitely take a look at that. I will definitely take a look at that.
I think you'll definitely like it.
Yes, right now we need a lot of laughter, you know, a lot of laughter, and that's going to help, because right now everything that's going on in this world, we need laughter, and that's the best
for
medicine.
For sure. Absolutely.
Tremendously. And I will definitely take a look at that, and just want to say thank you so much for taking my call. Nadine, Carly, and Sean, thank you.
Our pleasure.
You're
thank
welcome
you.
Welcome anytime. Thank you for calling
in. I hope you guys in Texas are doing well.
Well, we're hanging in there.
Going through a tough time.
Yes, we're hanging there. We're trying to stay strong, and I know, like I said, we'll get through. You know, we got through Harvey, and now we're gonna we're getting through this cold. You know, now it's not cold anymore. I'm just waiting for spring to hit.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, you know, listen. I mean, it always sounds kind of cliche when people say, you know, our hearts go out to you, thoughts and prayers and all that, but I really do mean it. I mean, you know, I know that the entire country is pulling for Texas and want you guys to get through
yes.
this difficult
oh
time
my God,
and
yeah.
come out the other side.
Thank you so much, you guys. You guys,
absolutely.
Thank you so much. And we definitely just we're, you know, going to get through this and get through all everything that's going on. And definitely, you know, we're just keeping the faith and keeping strong. And I thank you guys for taking my call. Thank you.
Oh, anytime.
You got it.
You're welcome. Anytime.
And you guys have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so now we have Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Sean. How are you doing?
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
Great. I got a chance to check out Studio City last year with my Prime membership that I had temporarily. I renew it briefly during December to watch some of the football games that weren't being shown on Amazon, and
right.
I enjoyed the movie and I enjoyed the TV show, and look forward to seeing season two when I renew my membership soon, because I want to check out the great that show and maybe The Bay and the new Coming to America movie on Amazon Prime.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that too for sure.
Yeah, because I think you're doing a wonderful job from what I've seen in season one. I haven't seen season two yet, but look forward to checking out season two. And
yeah, the episodes that we these new episodes that we did, the five episodes, are actually a continuation of season one. So if you get a chance to watch those, I think you'll really like it. And we're going to be going into production for season two sometime later this year.
All right. Well, that'll be great, because when I get my membership for Prime, not only will I be checking out your show, but I'll probably be checking out the football games that Amazon Prime offers for the Thursday night games versus the ones that's televised nationally on television, or where I can be able to hear the analysts just give out the stats instead of having to watch and just see the stats pop up every few minutes and all that stuff. Because that's
okay.
The pretty cool thing about that. But anyways, so what's the best part of working on Studio City? I mean, you work with a great cast that you worked with over on General Hospital, because other than Patrice Daugherty, who worked on Days and Bold and Beautiful for a brief time, and mm-hmm. And I think you probably missed a great opportunity to come back to Bowling Beautiful for when she was on, because that
yeah, that would have been great.
Yeah.
You know, I'd have to say the best part of working on Studio City is working with my wife Michelle. You know, it's really an amazing thing to be able to work with Michelle, who is, you know, so creative. She's a, you know, she's an Emmy nominated writer and, you know, brings so much to the show. And I just feel really, really blessed that I'm able to, you know, to work with my wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, if Younger Restless needs you back, then they know where to call you.
Exactly. They know how to get a hold of me, right?
Because I can just see you and Patrizia now on Young Restless, especially if Sally has a love interest with Deacon.
Oh, you think Sally and Deacon would be an interesting couple?
I wouldn't mind seeing that as a couple. I mean, I don't know how Shirley will feel about it, especially if she makes an appearance over there, but I figured that
right.
could help. But anyway,
well, that would definitely be interesting.
Yeah, but you have a great night, and I'll just let
you
and let Carly and Nalia finish out the interview from here.
Okay, thank
thanks,
you.
Bobby.
Take care.
I am so excited Maggie is back on air. I am so excited. Hey, Maggie.
Hi,
Hi Maggie.
So happy. Hi, so happy you're having me on today. It is wonderful.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
thank
you.
You
very much. Very kind of you.
I love all your projects, and your wife is such a brilliant writer. The show,
yeah, she
you know,
is.
Oh God, really? That is so. I'm so anxious to have the new season, or the continuation of the season. Plus,
yeah.
I'm a Sally and Deacon fan. How about that?
Oh well, thank you. Very lucky to be able to work with Patrika. She's just a tremendous actress.
Oh, she is. She really is. I love her. And, well, you know me. I love my sonny, so I love you better as Deacon. I have to be honest. Yeah, but Dragati Kid, I hope they do the revamp, and you're definitely going to be in it.
Well, you know what? We shall see. It definitely would be a lot of fun to dust off the old Cobra Kai gi.
Yeah. And it's some fun and enjoyment, so, you know, because that series was wonderful, and for all ages, and you did a terrific job at it.
Oh, thank you. That's really sweet. I appreciate it. All right, you guys, I want to thank you so much for having me on. Unfortunately, that's all the time I have. I've got to go because I've got another one of these. But I just want to say thank you so
back.
Much, Carly. Okay, you know it. You take care of yourself, all right? Bye,
all right,
Nadia.
Thank you. Bye,
bye, guys.
So much,
take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank
bye.
You later.
Okay, bye.
He will be back, right?
Yes, he.
Right,
he just,
I really screw up this interview, did I? You two?
No.
No.
Okay.
No. No.
So,
yeah, he'll be back.
Bobby, you're on with us because you haven't pissed me off today. No, I'm kidding. Well, you never pissed me off, so, you know.
Never. Bobby.
Yeah, and when I saw your number, Maggie, come up, I was, if I could jump out of my seat and do something, whatever, I would probably kill myself. Doing it, but I was so happy. Me, personally.
I was too.
Okay, excuse me, she's my mother. Okay, well, she's my second mother, okay? So, yes, I was so happy because I haven't really been able to talk to you in the last couple of days.
Well,
so, when I saw your number, I kind of was happy because, you know, and I just want to say one thing, and I'm not letting this go, and Maggie knows how I can let things go, so not let. On my Twitter timeline today was filled with Carly hate. Okay, my thing, this whole Nina thing, and people, oh, accusing Michael of murder and all this shit. Okay. Yes, they have not done the cover up, but she was stupid to listen to Zach's, number one. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm going to give Nina in this whole thing. For her to go to Sunny Spoon U and accuse her of everything. And number two, we really don't know if Neil is her dog. We don't. There has not been a damn DNA test. So,
right.
You know what? Riley, oh, yeah, let Riley see his grandmother, but Carly's a bad grandmother. Number one, Carly would lay down her life for that little boy. Okay? And number two, Carly feels like if Nina is really Neil's mother, well, the apple didn't fall from the tree, the really bad tree. And for Nina to go back to her old ways, right now, I love Cynthia Walter, so don't trigger me about this. I just feel like, you know what, Neil was the one that started all this. And number two, Carly did try and save her. So please, get off my good butt and get off Alexis's ass too. Right, I'm not here because I know how much you love Alexis. And
yes, I love Alexis.
Alexis.
Very much.
Alexis is my girl. Too, for, you know, that little accidental sleep that, you know, one day stand, see how with my, you know, my Ned. But no one is perfect on the show. But if you're bound to bring up everything wrong that Alexis and Carly have done through the whole thing on General Hospital, then let me count the ways with Ava and Nina. Why, Maggie?
Exactly.
I mean, thank you. Because it makes me mad when Michael is getting all this BS with, you know, oh, you tried to kill her. No, come on. Carly was going to kill her. She would, this had Jason do it a year ago. You know, like when Jocelyn said to him in the office, you know, can you just make her please go away? That's why I came to you. If this custody thing doesn't go Michael's way and you don't care about the law, which was my favorite line, would you please do something? And Jason said, okay, now it's not time for promises. Let the judge decide the facts on the facts with the facts with the facts. So for Nina to feel guilty about testifying against this psycho who brought hate to this town, you know, and, you know, tried to ruin Colleen's life and gaslight her. Okay, when she fell off the cliff, I clapped. Okay, I will say this. I did. Okay, I'm sorry. You gaslight Colleen. I'm done with you. And come on, anyone else in this room? Okay. Okay, got a question. And I know I'm going to get a yes from Nadia because he's way too nice. Okay, so if a person in your life you really, really didn't like and they called you help on the cliff, okay, would you try and rescue them? And Bobby is the person I'm going to ask.
I'll try to rescue them. But,
however,
I probably would find out if that person was causing me problems in the first place, to decide if this was worth it.
Mm.
Okay, Bobby, you're way too nice. Okay, Maggie.
I would definitely help her. I would try to rescue her or him.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoever. Yeah. I mean, after all, they're a living person, and they can be redeemed.
Okay.
At least I hope so.
Nadia, what about you?
So first of all, who were we talking about again? I'm sorry.
Rescuing some bandicoot.
This is like how Neil went over the cliff, and Cully tried to reach her hand, and it slipped. Will you even go to the cliff and try and help someone who gaslighted your whole entire existence, got you sent to a mental institution for no reason, or will you try and help them, or will you just not do anything?
I probably would maybe try to help them, but if I was, like, in Carly's position, I would probably not have. It all depends.
Okay, maybe I will be off on you. Then this is maybe,
I think so.
For me, Maggie knows this. I would not. I would say screw it. And number two, they're the another good defense. I mean, saying this in case people really go up to me on Twitter. That, you know, I'm afraid of heights, okay? And if I can't even look down at the waterfall in the Kwame where we live, this beautiful waterfall, everyone loves going, and I'm terrified. I'm terrified to even look down because I think if I look down and I fall, I'm dead. So for me, I wouldn't do it. I would not want to do it because I'm scared of heights. And if someone was gaslighting me, there's no way in hell I would help them. And, we want to send our condolences before we forget, right, Nadia?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can tell them.
Who am I sending? Oh, am I going to say it over the air right now?
Yeah, I mean, people might not know yet, and I'm feeling really sorry for them.
I know, I do too. Okay, so Eric Martsoff's mother passed away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, I mean, we don't know how it happened, but she looked pretty young in that picture. And it's just like, you know, oh, my gosh. You know, my heart is bleeding for Eric. He was so nice to us when he came on the show. We loved him.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
yes, he was excellent.
Yes, and also, our condolences also are going out to, oh my God, she played Natalie on One Life to Live.
Melissa Archer.
Thank you. Her father died yesterday of COVID-19.
Oh, wow.
You know, is this a really bad time for people, and we got to pray for Texas and Oklahoma too, because they are really doing bad right now, and I would not want to be there right now because of all the, you know, stuff they had to go through with this. And it might still be months before they get their power back on. And also, Oregon, where I grew up, I miss it so much. There's a lot of Oregonians that have not got their power back on. Luckily, my cousin got her power back last week, you know, which was a good thing, or she was going to lose it. But I know of people that haven't got their power back on. Mm-hmm. And whatever
that's
due good. To when the Oregon and Washington storm came in, we had about 5 inches of snow. and they had snow, but they also had wind. We also had wind, but they also had ice, black ice. And mm-hmm. but it's not really black. I don't know why they call it black ice, but
it's
they
so
had.
Slippery.
Yeah, they had ice, and
mm-hmm.
people couldn't get up and down their driveways, and so they don't know when their power is going back on. And I will say, for Washington, our power was, you know, really fast on for people that lost their power. My brother and his wife only lost it for 2 hours. With my niece was doubly upset because my mom told her if it was going off for more than 7 hours, then they would take them to a hotel. And that's what she was thinking. Yep. And it's Kennedy,
so,
of course. Maybe.
Of course.
It's Kennedy, the
of course.
One, the hotel. Yeah.
I have a feeling.
You know.
She is something else.
Yeah.
I wonder
yeah,
who she's related to. And you.
Yeah, but she's my mom's baby. And, you know, Kennedy can never do anything wrong. And Kennedy's totally cute. And so, yeah. But I just want to say for everyone that is suffering in Houston, Oregon, I am so sorry. And before we go, I've been wanting to do this rant for, but I've been waiting for Maggie to be on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Maggie's on the air, I'm kind of calmer and I don't say what I really want to
yep.
say on this.
Thank
but
God.
But Ted Cruz leaving you state while they are going through hell. And
why
now you're going to say, now you're going to say, oh, I had to go with my $2. Okay, they were with their mother. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what
mm-hmm.
was the real reason? The real reason you wanted to go,
mm-hmm.
you wanted to get out of the cold. Okay? Then just, there's no way to defend this. I'm sorry. You can defend this and justify it to anyone. But you leave your dog Snowflake home with the little caretaker, but you don't take your dog. And I'm sorry, but I would not leave my little dog. I have a dog in Oregon. I would not leave Tyson freezing. And he wants to say, oh, but our power was back. Whatever. You know, and I'm thinking, okay, if your power was back, then
when
why did everyone leave?
Mm-hmm.
Why did everyone leave? And number two, his wife is mad that her text was leaked. You know what? Maybe, you know what? What you did was inexcusable. Okay? And Ted Cruz, the clown, a bunch of them, I'm sorry. There's no excuse for leaving your state. When they need you. Back when Bush was our president, he had no idea Katrina was even coming. You know, they thought it was going to be such a small thing, right, Maggie?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
they didn't
was.
Think it was going to be like it was, right?
No, not at all. It's
okay,
totally
and
terrible.
They blamed him for that, for not getting immediately response, okay? Well, I'm sorry, there's a lot of people that goes into getting the National Guard, the Red Cross,
mm-hmm.
to everyone, okay? And he
FEMA.
Did it. He did it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't wait 2 weeks. He, you know, and that's why I love Biden so much. Biden, the moment he found out Houston was in big trouble, he sent aid, like, within the 12 to 14-hour window. And we both all know on this phone, on this air, that if it was the clown, Houston will still be waiting for help.
That's right.
You know.
And,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Veronica on earlier tonight, and when she spoke to Sean, and I'm surprised that you didn't bring that up to her because she is from Houston.
Well, yeah, you're right, and you know, I'm sorry, but if you're gonna be the senator of a big state like Texas, and you're not gonna be there, but you people, I'm sorry, you need to resign now. I'm sorry, people need a call for here to resign. You know, along with Ms. McConnell, along with Lindsey Graham, all of them were culpable on January 6th. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They were all culpable. And Trump got acquitted. But remember, people, when he gets criminally solved, I cannot wait for that. But maybe...
New York's really got evidence, I believe, and find out what they do.
Exactly. And so we have it for tomorrow, Maggie, we have Nadia.
We have Eric Fellows tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, 5 p.m.
Yes.
Yeah, 5 p.m. Pacific and 8
p.m.
Nadia's time. And
Maggie's time.
I call
your time would be 7, right, Maggie?
7. It's always an
7,
hour.
Yeah, because that's Central, right?
Mm-hmm. That's me, Central.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I call Maggie's time because I think that's cute. And so, yeah, and I just want to say we can't make announcements right now, but let's just put it this way. All interviews and most are going to rock everyone's word, right, Nadia?
Yes.
Totally.
Totally.
I can't
wait. We have one on a Saturday, which is not normal for daytime after dark, which is fine. But when we get this guest on, no one's going to care if it's a Saturday night.
What's next Saturday night?
Yeah. Saturday at 5, we are not staying home. I'm just throwing crumbs out there because I can. And everyone have a great night. And
you too.
We will see everyone back here at 5 tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a good night. Bye, Bobby. Bye, Maggie.
Bye.
Bye,
bye Carly.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Good night.
Bye.